Hi, this is Marcella Bremer, and this is part 5 of the podcast series on organizational culture and change. In the previous section, I told you that there are 4 basic culture types according to the competing values framework of Cameron and Quinn, and those are clan culture, adhocracy culture, market culture, and hierarchy culture. Now, if you take the assessment, you will get an outcome that measures to what extent, for instance, you have clan culture. Maybe you have a dominant clan culture in your organization. Maybe it's a very people-oriented place and it's dominant by 45 points out of 100. So how is that measured? I will tell you a little bit about it. The assessment uses 6 key factors of organizational culture, and by assessing these 6, you get a very nice image of the culture type that is dominant. And Cameron and Quinn found these 6 key factors to be the most relevant to organizational culture. So these are the 6 key aspects of culture that make up an organizational culture. And I will state them here for you. That's first of all, the dominant characteristics. Second, organizational leadership. Third, you assess management of employees. Fourth is organization glue, and this means what binds people together in an organization. 5 is strategic emphasis. And 6, you do the scoring and the rates for criteria of success. So these 6 key factors you're going to assess, and you divide 100 points over 4 statements, and then you will have your culture mix for each one of them, for dominant characteristics, for the management of employees, for organization glue, and so on. And these are combined to make up a culture profile. The first time you assess the key factors for current culture, and the second time you assess them again, but now you imagine that you have the preferred situation. So you rate the aspects as you would like to see them in the future, say within 2 or 5 years' time. So then, if you do the assessment online and you click send, you will get your results and your profile nicely by email. And you can see it's a quantified a visual image, it's a graph. And you can see that there is a red figure that is depicting your current culture and a blue one that is the preferred culture. And it's very interesting information in a simple image that is collected in 15 minutes only. But you can see immediately whether there is a gap between current and preferred culture. And if there is a gap, how big it is. So it indicates the need for change that people feel in your organization. And also it shows you the direction that this change should take according to the participants of the assessment. So if there's a big gap, you could say that people are very unsatisfied, but positively stated, you could say that the people in your organization are ready for change. So there is a lot of momentum for change. So that's very nice and interesting information in one glance that you get. And if we come back to this 70% failure rate of organizational change, I just ask you, check out your current change program and see how it fits into current culture. And maybe you get an idea of how successful your change program is going to be, or whether you'd like to re-engineer that a little to fit into current culture and to support the changes to the preferred culture. So with assessing 6 key factors in 15 minutes, you get a very nice visual image of current culture and preferred culture, and that is telling you a lot. So check out the assessment online, ocai-online.com. Thanks.